Now, what do we know about anti-tumor effects of temsirolimus in the other 90%, the better prognosis patients?
You know, not a whole lot. And this is actually one of the, I think, just points of caution with this agent. As I mentioned, not 100% sure of the mechanism. Some people think this is, by blocking mTOR, an anti-angiogenic effect, and that's why it works in kidney cancer. As I've mentioned, there may be some effects on the symptomatic patients, and in particular on some of the paraneoplastic effects that are going on and changing the natural history that way. Clearly, there are some direct anti-tumor effects. We're seeing some tumor shrinkage with this agent as well. But I think in good-risk patients, patients that are asymptomatic, low-volume disease, that primarily don't need to have disease regression, the question is how effective is this, say, compared to VEGF-targeted strategies? And we don't really know the answer to that. What we have for data is a randomized phase 2 study looking at various doses of temsirolimus in patients with renal cell carcinoma, either prior treated or not, a Mike Atkins study done through the Cytokine Working Group and published in JCO. And what they were able to show is compared to historical controls, their poor-risk patient population did much better. Their intermediate-risk patient population did a little better. And their good-risk patient population, compared to historical controls, did no better or maybe even a little bit worse. So that was the premise, the rationale for doing a phase 3 study in the poor-risk patient population. It doesn't necessarily mean this drug doesn't work in good-risk patients, but it would suggest that maybe this is not the agent to use first in that patient population.